live too often because it's too miserable for them. Our animals usually are much healthier.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. All right. We're going to close out this hour. We're going to run our winter tip, so we're sure that you all are keeping your animal friends safe and warm in the winter months here. As we continue, Dr. Al will stay with us. We will open the phone lines. And I think first we're going to speak with, we're going to talk about this Healthy Pet Network website that Dr. Al is so excited about. So we'll do that next and have open phone lines for your animal and human medical care questions. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk with Animal World's fall and winter tips for you and your animal friends. With the obvious change in our weather, getting colder and wetter, there are several things that pop into my mind that are important for you to think about related to your animal companions. The first is house training. There can be related problems at this time of year with both dogs and cats. Let's start with dogs. Many do not like to go outside in the rain or when it's cold. And do you really blame them? We don't like it much either. The biggest problem is usually the small breeds, younger pups and older dogs, particularly the spoiled and lazy models. But weather-sensitive dogs can be any breed, small or large, and they can even be created by their owners. Remember, dogs are monkey-see-monkey-doers, and they tend to copy our behavior. So if you're raising and educating a puppy in the house training department, most of you probably don't mind going outside with the pup to supervise and praise the good behavior when the weather is nice. But when the weather's bad, most of you are either very unhappy during the outing, or you don't go out at all and make the dog go out all by himself. Herein lies the problem. Dogs pick up and sense even subtle feelings from their people, and they may begin to associate going out in the rain or cold with bad feelings and not want to do it. If you make them go alone, they may not go all the way out in the yard. They'll hold it to deposit indoors when they come back inside. So think about this. When the weather is good, you go out with the dog feeling happy and saying something like, "Oh boy, outside, let's go outside," and then go potty. Good go potty, good go potty. This is great, and the dog or pup learns to like going outside. But if the weather's bad and you have an attitude change, get grumpy, and on the way outside grumble something like, "Oh yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I don't want to go outside, I hate this, come on bozo, outside, go potty." Even if you're only thinking this, pretty soon, when the weather is bad, your dog will be thinking, "Yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I hate this, I don't want to go outside." And you will have created the problem. Now, this is easy to avoid. Keep this in mind when raising puppies or working with sensitive dogs. You can convince most dogs of anything if you have the right sales pitch. So the yuckier the weather is, the jollier you must be. "Oh boy, bozo, it's raining. Oh boy, let's go outside. Oh boy, oh boy." And act like you're going to the party of the year. You can even add a tasty little food reward. It must be given on the spot outside. This can make it even more positive. With medium to large breeds, this is usually only necessary during the house training process. Once the dogs get it, it sticks. But with small breeds and sensitive models, you may need to do a refresher course of outside and jollies in bad weather and during the fall as the weather changes to avoid a relapse in house training manners. Elderly and or invalid dogs may require this on a consistent basis. With all dogs, I think it just makes sense to have a wonderful dry-off and warm-up ritual after outings in the rain. Give them something to look forward to. And for seriously rain-sensitive dogs, they make doggy raincoats. Some even come with built-in hoods or umbrellas. Make a canine fashion statement in your neighborhood. And remember to tell your dog friend how fabulous they look. Now, let's talk about cats. They can be weather-sensitive also. Indoor-only models, not a problem. But indoor-outdoor models can have a problem, especially if you're used to a cat that always goes to the bathroom outside. The time may come when the weather is just too bad for them to be willing to go outside. So just in case, maintain an indoor cat box for emergencies. Also, cats that go through cat doors to boxes in garages or basements may not want to use them if it's too cold. Lastly, keep in mind that if your cat friend is older or has developed physical problems, they may feel too vulnerable to go outside, and an indoor cat box may be necessary. Next on my list is a reminder. If you are going to winterize your own car, please remember that antifreeze is extremely toxic and deadly for our animal friends, and it is also extremely attractive to them because it tastes very sweet. So be very careful with it, or better yet, use the non-toxic safe antifreeze. Another general tip, as the weather gets colder, if your animals spend extended periods of time outdoors, make sure they have dry and reasonably warm shelter and fresh, clean water, especially when temperatures drop below freezing. And dogs need regular exercise, even when it's cold or wet. Heck, so do we. So keep it up. Another interesting fact about this time of year is that all bodies, animals as well as humans, need more balanced omega fatty acids during cold weather to maintain good skin and hair coats. The easiest way to be sure your animal friends are getting enough is to add the Missing Link supplement by Designing Health to their food. The need for increased omega 3 and 6 oils in their diet increases even more as we turn the heat on in our houses because this can dry out their hair and skin. So avoid winter skin and coat problems with the Missing Link. Now, the last thing on my list is one of the most important, fleas. Even if your animals have been flea-free this summer, it's still important to pay attention now. As the weather gets colder, so do the fleas. Once the outdoor temperature drops consistently below 50 degrees, they cannot survive, so they'll be looking for a ride indoors. You'll need to prepare so they don't infest your home. If you have a problem with fleas this year and you want to get rid of them, now is the time to get serious. In either case, what you need to do is pretty simple. The best way to prevent an infestation from getting started or to eliminate an ongoing one is a safe, natural product called Fleego. Fleego is a powder that you sprinkle into the carpets and animals' bedding. It dehydrates fleas and their larvae, and it really worked. It's what I use to nip fleas in the bud in my environment. You can pick it up at almost any pet store, and fleas or not, keep Fleego on hand just in case like I do. Now, if you've got a current flea problem, once the Fleego is down, bathe and or spray your dogs and cats. You can get safe, natural sprays these days, then flea comb regularly until you're sure they are gone. And keep listening to Animal World because next spring I'll tell you what to do so you don't have a flea problem next year. Well, that takes care of my list for now, but stay tuned because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Ah, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
And welcome you to our Happy New Year edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, which means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, it is the first Sunday of the month, and that means it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. He's author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. And that Endocrine Immune Balance Program applies to dogs, cats, horses,
horses and humans, for sure. And as you just heard, Dr. Al says it also could apply to wild animals as well. And in fact, that was confirmed years ago when he did some work with the bighorn sheep. At any rate, if you want to learn more about all of this, you can be checking out Dr. Al's website while you're listening to the show. It's www.drplechner.com. If you do not have a copy of Pets at Risk, it would be good to pick that up because it's a great education. There's lots of good information on his website. And let's see. I guess we should just bring him into the... Oh, I know what I was going to tell you, is that the phone lines will be open for the rest of the show, and we will be entertaining your animal or and/or human medical care questions. We are also giving away copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For. You do not necessarily have to have a question, you know, a vet question for Dr. Al to win a book. You just have to talk Sandy out of it. So I'm going to give you the phone numbers now. Jot them down so when you feel like calling in, you can. If you are too shy to be on the air, you can email us, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, and we'll do our best to answer your questions or handle your comments via email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Get it in early. And otherwise, you can call us, and if you'd prefer Sandy ask your question for you, we can do that, or we'd much rather, of course, to put you on the air. And we're going to talk about the other website that Dr. Al's so excited about right away. But let me give you the numbers. You can call in to win Food Pets Die For or to speak to Dr. Al. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. If you are out of our local calling range, the toll-free number is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And once again, our live email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So, hey, Dr. Al.
Martha.
I know one of the things that's real important to you is to get this information out for people, you know, and have so people have access to it. And of course, you know, you have the book Pets at Risk, you have the compendium of human articles, you've got all the great information on your website, drplechner.com. But there's another website that you're excited about, right?
Right. This is the Healthy Pet Network that's being set up. Michael Goldman and some of the principals that are just wonderful people doing this, and they're setting up in a manner of which it's really, really user-friendly. It'll be like a community family website where there'll be actually a library where you can read about all my information, and hopefully we can archive things and even programs you and I have done together. Because you know, we can do a question and answer thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start developing products again, which I would really want to do, up-to-date products for our dogs, cats, so on and so forth. And in the interim, while we're doing that, we're going to actually have products that I think are really of value available, which is kind of a neat thing. And they're actually doing a thing called Critter Corner, where you can actually, people can actually call in and have great conversations about all this back and forth. I mean, it's just a... You know, hopefully Michael will call in because he's more articulate with this than I am. But I'm all pumped because, yeah, it's going to get the information out to the people that really, really need it to help their pets once and for all. And so, anyway, yeah, I am excited.
All right. And we are going to talk to Michael shortly and find out more about this website. And I believe it's www.healthypetnetwork.org.
Correct.
That's correct.
But there'll be blogs. I've got blogs there. People can send any questions. They can offer answers. We just want to get the whole community together so that everybody can share all the knowledge that we all have to make a difference and, you know, leave more than we take. And that's the mission, really, of the Healthy Pet Network.
All right. Now, I've got a couple of emails that have come in. We've got a report, Sandy, from across the pond, and Norma has checked in. We'll read an email from her. We've got a vet question for you, Dr. Al. And let's see. Gary, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors so that we stay on a schedule. And then when we come back, we'll get Michael on the line and find out more about this Healthy Pet Network, and we'll get to these emails and your phone calls. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Y. Song's research has proven that pets suffer from the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what's put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more about it at www.ysong.net. Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings at her new time on Wednesdays at noon. Psychic medium Robin Alexis hopes countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays at noon for your free on-air readings. Hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio on Thursdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150. And check Robin's new Reiki Healing Energy Portal at robinalexis.com.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality, all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way, with superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Feliday all-natural pet foods. Go to www.canada.com for more information.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk, and say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, we got to Dr. Al Pluckner on the line. It is Vet Sunday. He is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. And before we get to the emails, before we get to our listener calls, let's find out more about this HealthyPetNetwork.org. So, Dr. Al, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and how about we've got Michael Goldman. You just mentioned him on the line. Michael, are you with us?
I am here. Thank you.
Welcome back to Animal World. All right, we got a big chunk of time here, so why don't you, Michael, fill us in on what this Healthy Pet Network is all about.
Well, Martha, I hope all is well with you, and I hope you had a great holiday season.
Well, thank you. I did.
Good. Excellent. I'm going to do my best to give you an idea of what it is that we're doing and trying to accomplish.
Okay.
The hub of the Healthy Pet Network is our website.
Mm-hmm.
That's www.healthypetnetwork.org. Our ultimate goal is to provide very valuable information regarding good health and longevity for your pets. Now, this information is based on Dr. Pluckner's many years of research, findings, and his many successes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want this information to be available to everyone for free, so there's no charge to it. Now, medical information can be, at least I find it to be, fairly dry at times. It has a tendency to be dry.
Really?
Yes. So we want to liven things up and make it a little more enjoyable. We want this to be a destination spot, a community, and yes, a family, as Dr. Pluckner said.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do this by offering live events. There's funny photos on the site, photo contests, so people can show off their pets.
Hmm.
We are going to offer products to promote and enhance the good health and longevity in pets that we teach. And we're very excited. Well, before I get to Critter Power, which we do have a blog. The blog is at healthypetnetwork.net as opposed to org. There's a newsletter, Healthy Pet Digest, which is going to offer a lot of information and tips. And we also, this is what we're very excited about, it's our new social networking site, CritterPower.com. It's kind of a Facebook for pets. And it's where people can communicate and hobnob with other like-minded people.
That was CritterPower.com?
CritterPower.com,
okay.
Yes. They can hobnob with other people, like-minded people, post pictures, videos, calendar of events. There's also a forum to voice one's opinion and gather information, list upcoming events, and much, much more. So that we're very excited about that.
So now, are all these sites up and operating now as we speak, Michael?
Yes, they are. They're functional, but we need about 2 more weeks. We'll have everything fully operational. Right now, people can get the newsletter. They can go into Critter Power, and they can register. They can do whatever they need to do, but I just want everybody to understand we're working very diligently to fine-tune things and get everything just the way we want it, and we see that probably being about the middle of January.
Okay. Now, at the healthypetnetwork.org, there's already a bunch of free information up there for people about Dr. Al's work and so forth?
Yes, that's been available. It's all these other things. We can't, you know, one of our partners said, and put it this way, and so I kind of liked it when I after he said this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the site itself is kind of like a hotel where people can stay to go to the amusement park, way to put it, where people can enjoy all these other activities and things that they can do. And that's what we're in the midst of getting everything up. So if anybody goes, yes, they can get started and get involved, but they're going to see developments happen for the next couple of weeks. Lots of stuff is going on.
Okay, so if I understand it, the website is already operational. There's lots of free information for folks that want to access it. That's www.healthypetnetwork.org.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you want to participate in the blog, that's healthypetnetwork.net.
Yes, that's available.
And then the new thing you're talking about is this critterpower.com.
Yes, and that's available also. We're still working on it, but it is available to people, and that is www.critterpower.com.
Now, if I go to the healthypetnetwork.org, will these other, the blog and the Critter Power, are they linked to that site? So I can
yes, they are.
So that's all there. I'm
yes,
not very
is.
Computer savvy, so you get all these different addresses, and I get confused.
Everything is linked, and there's also a newsletter which links everything together, and that is also available.
And that's an email newsletter?
Yes, it is.
And that's free?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and it's already going out?
Yes, it is.
Well, so I've
lots of yeses so far.
Because I didn't get it, so I must not be signed up. I thought I went to the website and signed up, but at least I tried to do that before. So I guess I better try again, because I have not gotten an email newsletter.
Please do, because you should be notified immediately that you're registered and you have access to it. So if there's a problem, please let us know. But that's a lot of what we're doing right now, is making sure everything's fine-tuned and everything is working correctly. So.
Okay, so if I want to get this email newsletter, I should go to healthypetnetwork.org, and then there's a way for me to sign up for that.
Yes, there is. You can do that on the right there on the site. You can do it on the blog.
And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking that maybe the last time I was there, we were just getting started, and there was not a way to sign up for the newsletter. I think that must be it. So I will try to remember to do that when I get home. So that
I remember. It was there. I forgot what the wording was,
uh-huh.
But there was something that was not quite right, and with you in mind, I made sure that was changed. I was thinking about you. I said, "Well, we got to take care of that."
Yeah, because
that's all taken care of now.
You know, I'm not a dummy, but I'm just not real computer savvy. But if I can't figure it out, I know there's a lot of other people that can't figure it out either.
I understand, and we're trying to make it very user friendly, and we've got some great people working on this, so it should be. And it's very interactive, so I do want to say that for anybody that's listening out there, we want to hear from you. So if you if something is difficult,
uh-huh.
Please let us know. If you have comments, if you'd like to see things that we don't have there, please let us know. We want people to be involved in the development and the growth of this site. It's very important to us that we all benefit from this.
All right.
Is there a telephone number also now?
Is there a telephone number now, Michael?
Yes, there is. Boy, the doctor puts me to the test to remember. 800-205-0800. Is that it? Boy, I remembered it. My wife says, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's 541. I didn't have it right.
Yeah, 541-205-0800. 541-205-0800.
Yes.
All right. Now, that phone number is for what? I'm confused.
That is, if somebody wants to reach us by phone. It's very important to us that we are available to people, the people have somebody to speak to. That's been the death of many sites out there where they're not available, they're not responsive.
Oh, you're hitting one of my hot buttons. I'll tell you, being a geek, and I go to a website, I need help with something, and I can't tell you how many hours I've spent at websites trying to find a frickin' phone number.
Okay.
Because you can't find a way to contact anybody. And sometimes, so I think that's great. Now, a 541 area code, that's not a toll-free number, though.
You know, it's not a toll-free number.
But I have to say, you know, I don't know what other phone companies are doing now, but I guess that's why I stuck with Comcast when I moved, is because, you know, you don't pay long-distance charges. So, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I can make calls anywhere in that country.
And I can, too. But if they go to our website under Contact Us, there's an email. Some people may not want to call. Now, if you call, you're going to probably speak with me, and that's okay. I want to make myself available. I probably have as much information as anybody does here, so I can help anybody that needs help.
Okay, what would be the reason?
We're very customer service oriented.
So the reason people would call you would be what?
Well, if they had a question. Let's say I don't want them to hesitate if they have a problem and they're trying to find something to be able to call. More than likely, people are going to email, would be my guess. But
you will actually respond to those emails.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's another problem with websites. You send an email because you got a question or something, and nobody ever answers you.
Well, that's something I'm going to do. Michael's going to make sure. And that's my pet peeve, too, with people calling veterinarians and not getting calls back. So with this thing, Michael's going to screen everything, answer everything that he can, and other things that come on in, I'll answer. That's what the blog is about also.
Hmm.
So we can have a community network of, for example, if you called in, Martha, or you emailed in and said, hey, you know, Al, I've got a problem with this, this, and this, we'll get right back to you. That's the whole thing. We want this thing to be vital and important to everybody and realize they can count on it.
All right. That sounds fabulous. That sounds great. So
we're pumped.
All right. So now, this is not replacing your website, Al. You're going to continue the drpluckner.com website as well?
We'll see. We'll probably continue that. But what Michael is doing and his wife, Terry, who's a webmaster, is they're taking the articles, they're making sure everything's okay, and they're actually making it available. Mine is kind of just a website. This is literally, a community thing that everybody can go to, and they get all the information and more from the HBN than they can off of my website.
Well, is Michael, or are you, all the articles and information on the drpluckner.com website, are you putting all of that on the Healthy Pet Network website as well?
Most of it.
Okay. So there's still information at drpluckner.com that will not be available on the other websites.
There will be a little bit, but I think it's really the other way around, meaning there's a lot of new stuff that is coming out that's very state-of-the-art coming out right now that I know is going on the Healthy Pet Network. And to be honest, I apologize, Dr. Pleckner. I'm not sure if it's going the other side or not, but I think you may find eventually more here.
Well, no, I think it's going to be. I think that definitely what we're planning on is mine was an effort just to get the information out to the general public. This is an organizational thing that will take over literally everything on my website. I want it to be with HBN. I'd like to get millions of people coming in on this thing and getting suggestions and making a difference. So I envision the drpleckner.com one day to, basically go bye-bye, if you will.
Oh, okay.
You know? And we have a new book, too. One of the people with HBN, David Spangenberg, is doing a beautiful book on a lot of my struggles and successes and things. And that's going to be available, too. It may be, you know, 2-3 months, but it's looking really, really, really good. It's kind of exciting.
Well, when David gets done with that book, we'll, of course, have him on the air and talking about that. And then, Michael, you say that the HealthyPetNetwork.org, HealthyPetNetwork.net, and the CritterPower.com, that everything, and I think it's basically the CritterPower.com that isn't fully functional yet.
Fully functional, but we will be adding things as we go. So people can go there, but they can just expect new and exciting things coming up. We wanted to make it available, but we've still got some things to add to it.
But you feel like the next 2-3 weeks that everything will be there and ready. Is that right?
We are planning a launch. Right now, we don't have an exact date, but we're looking the middle of January, somewhere between the middle of January to the 1st of February.
All right. So we're assuming that Dr. Al will be back for Vet Sunday, the first Sunday of February. You should be able to join us and tell us that everything is up and going, huh?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Michael, thanks for joining us today and sharing all this stuff about the Healthy Pet Network. It sounds like this is going to be an exciting place for folks with animals to go, and there'll be all kinds of free information and support. And that's fabulous.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, and we'll talk to you again next month.
All right, take care.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Al, let's see. We've got some emails here. Are you still with me, Dr. Al?
Yeah, I'm still here, too. And I just want to say something real
quickly. Sure, go ahead.
I've been out of the sheep business for quite a while now, so, you know, hopefully this is not a horrible virulent virus that is the reason for this.
Oh, the sheep and pneumonia.
Yeah, with the pneumonia, the whole bit. Because we had an incident down here about, probably 14, 15 years ago, where we had a bunch of ducks that died.
Hmm.
And the feeling was that it was a viral infection of the liver. And they were all worried about getting rid of so many of these ducks because it's in the Pacific Flyway, and they figured the whole flyway, millions of birds would die from it. After we researched it and looked at it, we found out that what it was there were 30 tame ducks, Muscovies, that died with the liver disease. And what had happened was along the banks of the Venice Canals there, Venice, California, they had sprayed the weeds with Roundup, and the birds ate the And that was the epidemic at that point.
Yeah, well,
it has anything to do with the sheep, but, you know...
According to this article, it's out of Yakima. They say 14 years ago, a pneumonia outbreak among bighorn sheep, it killed 300 of the animals.
They have blue tongue. We had the same thing about 7 years ago.
They said 14 years ago, and so then what's going on now, apparently in the first week of December... 10 bighorns on the west side of the canyon have died from pneumonia, and dozens more are infected.
What a shame.
So, see, that's what they're concerned about, is that they are afraid that this pneumonia outbreak would wipe out that whole herd. They think it may jump to some of the neighboring herds, and that we could lose all the bighorn in the state. So they are considering exterminating this infected herd, which you know is going to get a whole other contingency upset.
Well, it's too bad they can't develop a vaccine, or there isn't a vaccine out there already.
Yeah.
That in domestic sheep might have some cross immunity, you know, for protection.
Well, they don't know how the pneumonia is being introduced to the bighorns, and there's nothing mentioned in this article at all about a vaccine. So I don't think that they're close at all.
I wonder if they range any domestic sheep in those areas.
I don't remember anything talked about.
Just looking at a vector, possibly. You know, maybe not. It's hard. I mean, there's so many avenues of problems.
Well, it does sound like these herds stay pretty separate around the states, and so what you were talking about, the genetic diversity, probably is not happening. But anyway, we'll have to see how that shakes out. All right.
Right.
All right, let me get to these emails here. Let's see, we talked, I think, before you joined us, Dr. Al, Sandy was sharing, you remember Norma in England?
Yeah, definitely.
In Essex, and her basset hound, P.W. Well, Sandy had mentioned that for everyone to light a candle and say some prayers for Sir Lucky, which is, Sandy thought, what, an 18-and-a-half-year-old greyhound that has a rectal tumor or something that's going into the vet tomorrow. Anyway, we mentioned that early in the show. So this is an email that has come in now from Norma. It says, "Hi, Sandy, Martha, Gary, and Dr. Al. Happy New Year to you all. I just had to email and thank you for your kind words about Sir Lucky. I really do appreciate them. It warms the cockles of my heart knowing that other people care and I don't feel so alone. Sir Lucky woofs, thank you, too. And, of course, we will keep you all updated on the outcome. On another note, I couldn't possibly not mention how PW Angel, that's the Basset Hound, is doing. It's been a battle with her having sore eyes, sore ears, and upset tummy, but finally this week we now seem to be on the up. Her eye has improved tremendously, her ears are nearly all clear, and her upset tummy seems to be settling really well now. Although PW Angel is hampering me at every corner, she is such a little, not for publication on the radio, just put in this way, she may be called Angel, but she is such a mischievous little devil. For this, I also have to thank you and Dr. Al, because I'm sure if it had not been for you all and your advice and everything, she would definitely not be as well as she is at this time. Wishing you all the best. Love you, Norma, and PW Angel, and Sir Lucky from across the pond."
And Al, she's actually, Angel is on your protocol now as of, I
think. Oh, she is?
Yeah, she is.
Hey, can you tell? Sandy and I,
we're sharing the mic.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Into the kitchen, everybody. Our computer screens are not working. Oh, you're putting on another headset.
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
Oh, that's right. You don't have a headset on.
That's okay. I'm going back to my studio. There's right. Our callers, but she's on your protocol now, and I think that's what's clearing her up, Dr. Al.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, that's great. So
she has to be real careful of any snacks, any food at all, because when you get that eye involvement, you get the ear involvement, that's classic for a food sensitivity, and that does come from that IgA imbalance. And on the program, once the estrogen drops and the IgAs go up, then she will be much better. So hopefully that's making a big difference.
Yes. So Norma, pay attention to, I would be doing a feeding chart with her so you know exactly what she's eating and when.
Make sure she's not scarfing up things, little bits here and there too.
Right, because when you get those chronic, you know, the eyes and the ears, that's usually a classic flag that there's something going on with food. Right?
Chewing the feed and also having a skin problem on the abdomen, the skin of the abdomen. So, yeah, just be real, real careful and as you're doing. But be aware of the fact, too, any animal that has food sensitivity, unless it's some kind of an unhappy formulation, has the imbalance. The imbalance is the chicken, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the egg.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, I got, let's do this email that's come in from Laurie. She says, "December 9th, I took my 7-year-old Australian Shepherd to our vet because of intermittent vomiting. She discovered he had an enlarged spleen. Blood work didn't show anything of concern. X-rays did not show any masses. No treatment was prescribed. I had recently been introducing a new kibble, Hundenflocken, so went back to only the original kibble, which was precise. All right, December 28th, the vet did another physical exam and the spleen was still enlarged but hadn't gotten any larger. On our vet's advice, I began introducing Hundenflocken again. Yesterday at 5 p.m., my dog threw up all of his food that I'd given him around 9 a.m. I've again stopped the Hundenflocken, and I'm only feeding precise kibble. This morning, my Aussie threw up yellow-green foam. My two questions. One, could the Hundenflocken be causing this? Maybe a contaminant in the food? Unfortunately, I empty my dog food into tubs, so I don't have the packaging with the batch. And two, is there anything you'd recommend to help support the spleen?" So what do you think, Dr. Al?
Yeah, right off the bat with the nuisance blocking, there may be something that the dog is reacting to, may be allergic to, but that allergy reaction is coming from an imbalance. And the swing can be all, you know, primary or secondarily involved with that. So what should really be done is obviously stay off the nuisance blocking, do an endocrine immune.
Right, because Lori says that, you know, when she went to the vet and the blood work didn't show anything of concern, that would probably be normal blood work, like a blood chemistry panel,
a
CBC, you know, complete blood count.
Right.
Vets don't test automatically for this endocrine immune imbalance. The EI1 test, Lori, is something that is a special test that needs to be sent to a lab in California, which, you know, it isn't difficult to do. The blood does have to be kept cold, and it shipped overnight, but we do that all the time from up here. So one thing, if in order to rule this endocrine immune imbalance off the course, you'd have to run that particular blood test panel. So we don't, but what Dr. Al, what you're saying is, on the surface, it's not the food, it's not the other things that cause the problem. The problem is that endocrine immune imbalance that underlies it all.
That's what it's at.
You know, the cortisol and estrogen deregulation. And so you resolve that, then everything above it can resolve. But with dogs in particular, food allergies really throw a wrench into all of this. So you can, I think, you can often eliminate a lot of the signs or symptoms of problems simply by getting the dog on foods it's not allergically sensitive to.
Right. Exactly.
That's not balancing the imbalance, but it, a lot of times we'll take, you know, we'll eliminate a lot of the signs. And I guess there's two possibilities with the Hundenflocken. It could be that the particular bag that Lori is feeding was contaminated, but to the best of my knowledge, we've not seen any recalls or anything related to Hundenflocken. So,
but you think, though, too, that the spleen would have gone back to normal?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wondering about that because the spleen did not change.
See, and so that the whole thing really, I don't think, makes sense.
Yeah, so there may be particular ingredients in the Hundenflocken that maybe aren't in the precise that are inflaming the problem with the dog. But the fact that this enlarged spleen, when you took him off that food, didn't change, didn't get any larger, but it didn't go back to normal either. There's something more going on. Is that what you're saying, Dr. Al?
Yeah, usually with a food sensitivity, it'll hit the liver, not the spleen. When you have a spleen enlargement like that. That's something to really think about because your primitive, your IgM is usually high in the spleen, and your IgG is high in the liver. So, and what they're watching for is they want to make sure there's no uncontrolled tissue growth in that spleen, like a mangioma, a hemangiosarcoma. That's why they're watching it carefully. But as you know, every cancer patient or patient that has uncontrolled tissue growth does have this imbalance. That's why I think it would really behoove her to go ahead and get a blood test, and let's see if we can't find out where he is and get him normalized.
Okay, so she said, is there anything in particular you'd recommend to support the spleen? So basically what you're saying is that the IgM, that's one of the other antibodies that's tested for in this the EI1 panel. You're saying that if that's depleted, it can affect the spleen.
It definitely can. And I would think that, you know, at this point in time, we've got to have some kind of a hormone antibody imbalance. That's why the spleen seems to be enlarged. And the other end of the stick, too, is we've got to make absolutely sure that spleen is enlarged, because so many times you'll be told, well, the heart's big, the spleen's big, this is big. The point of it is, what do you compare it to? It may have been that big at birth.
Okay.
For what it's worth, okay?
All right, so we don't have cookie-cutter organs inside all of our animals, that they're all exactly the right size and shape, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying that it appears that the spleen is enlarged, but we don't really know that, because this individual dog might have had a larger spleen normally.
Unless they have, you know, comparative x-rays from younger years where they're going, oh, no, that's definitely enlarged. I'm sure they know what they're doing. It's just this might help a little bit. make
but
sure.
So no particular foods, no particular supplements or anything that you'd recommend off the top of your head to support the spleen. But as you keep an eye on it, even if you couldn't, I'm imagining if Lori didn't have the money to do a full EI1 panel, she could just run the antibodies, the IgA, the IgM, and the IgG.
IgA or estrogen and IgA would do it.
Okay, but you said you were also interested in the IgM because that related to the spleen.
Well, the thing is that all your antibodies are going to be low.
Oh, okay.
So you're better off doing the IgA to make sure that the patient can absorb even if we have a deficiency. And you would think as far as supplementation for the spleen, if the other blood tests are perfectly normal, you know, what are you going to supplement? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
There's no anemia. There's nothing like that. So.
Okay, Lori, hopefully that helps. And email us back or call us if you want, if you need something more or we didn't cover the bases for you. We need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors at the moment, and then we will come back and do current events and a new pet of the week, which will... may or may not take us through the rest of this hour. We'll see, because we may have a few more minutes with Dr. Al. We've got a phone caller waiting, so hold on. We might be able to get started before the top of the hour. If not, we'll get the whole thing going for the last hour of today's show. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's the home of mastery and mystery.
Our first show of the new year features a mystery guest in the 7 o'clock hour.
So far, they're a mystery even to us, but I'll bet they've got a better plan than making and breaking New Year's resolutions.
And at 8 p.m., psychic Barb Powell makes New Year's predictions.
And she may have a prediction for your 2010.
Two great guests, our New Year's gift to you.
The Gary Mann Show, Sunday at 7 on Alternative Talk 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, transforming your life and the lives of your animals. To learn more about animal health and well-being, go to NWSAM.com and check Pet Shop Talk. And for more information about animal massage classes or Reiki classes, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150kknw.com.
Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of our Happy New Year edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon today, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Well, Gary, I'm glad to hear the birds and the chirping and all that kind of stuff, but I have to say, the holiday season just didn't last long enough. I miss the holiday jingle cats and jingle dogs.
Oh, it goes so fast.
It does. Time is just going too darn fast. I guess maybe we shouldn't complain when we start earlier every year. That's because cat time's going so fast. Oh, well.
Because we start early, but then it's so sudden.
Yeah.
It's over.
All right.
That's it.
Well, we do get to hear from the Jingle Cats from time to time on our regular edition, and now would be one of those times because it is time for current events. On our current events calendar. Well, a lot of good things going on. Now, first up, Meow Cat Rescue has got a new promotion going on for January. And if I understand this correctly, Meow is going to have a new promotion every month. But the January promotion now is... they actually were calling it their fat cat adoption, but if you can adopt any adult cat, fat or not, from Meow during the month of January for just $1 a pound.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, I mean, what the average weight of most cats, what, is around 10 pounds? That's $10. And if you get a fat one, 15 pounds, $15. That's very cool. So Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, adopt any adult cat during the month of January, and it's just $1 a pound. You can give them a call at 425-822-6369 or go to their website, www.meowcatrescue.org. All righty, let's see. Then it is time again to be responsible. Now, we've had this up on current events every time it's happened, but it's a really neat program going on down in the South End for pit bulls. It's a three-part program helping pit bulls and their owners in the Pierce County area, and it starts again this month, January. Now, for a limited time, owners of pit bulls can have their dogs spayed or neutered free at the Coalition Humane Spay and Neuter Clinic in Tacoma. To make your appointment, okay, this is so much fun. Our computers aren't working today, so Sandy's writing me all these post-it notes and sticking them under my nose. So we may get you phone callers. You hold on, because we may get to more of Dr. Al here in this segment. Because so far we're not finding Nancy anywhere for our pet of the week. Anyway, here we go. Let's see. Back to the pit bulls. So you can have a free spay and neuter. But you may need to make a reservation. There's an email address that you'll find on the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events. All this information is there. You need to mention Fix a Pit to receive the discount. And they want a photo of your dog. The clinic is in Tacoma. You can call 253-627-7729. Space is limited. And then the second part is pit bull education. You can attend a free responsible pit bull ownership workshop by Bullseye Dog Rescue, and that's going to be Sunday, January 17th from 11 to 1 at Positive Dog Approach Training in Tacoma. And then part three is you can get a 4-week basic obedience class for free, and you have to pay $40 to register, and then every week you attend, you get $10 back. That's a pretty good way to make sure people go to class with their dogs. And yeah, that's so. All right, so all of that information can be found by going to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events. You'll find it all there. And this is going on for the month of January. Now, we still have information up about the Missing Pet Partnership. They are exploring with the City of Federal Way the development of a community emergency response team. There is going to be a public meeting on Thursday, January 21st at 7 p.m. in the City Council chambers at City Hall in Federal Way. They'd like you to RSVP if you're going to attend. The all the contact information and so forth for that is up on my current events page. And remember that Seattle Animal Shelter is still doing their annual doghouse drive, Habitat for Hounds. You can donate any good condition doghouses, dog loos, crates, carriers, and then they give them out on a first-come, first-served basis to people who need them. So that's very cool. You'll find a bunch of other stuff on current events, so check it out. www.MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events. And then next week, oh, exciting, exciting. Sandy's favorite guests, I think our all-time favorite guests, Adventure Travelers Helen and Bill Thayer. I've snagged them. They're back in the studio with us next Sunday. Now, they're in between trips. They've already been to Africa for the first time, which we talked about when they were here this fall. And they are preparing to go back again and live with the natives. So we've been able to score them for a visit here in between those two trips. So we'll find out everything they found out, what's going on in Africa, and what they're going to be doing when they go back to live with the natives. Very exciting. So I hope you'll join us next week. If you don't know who Helen and Bill Thayer are, and what incredible people and the work they do for humans and animals and the planet. Check out Helen's website, www.helensayer.com. T-H-A-Y-E-R, HelenThayer.com, and then you'll definitely want to join us next week. Well, I guess all we can, all we're going to do is that. We're done with current events, and I guess we don't get to play the Doggy in the Window song, Gare, because we can't find Nancy.
And ready to go, too.
Yeah, now we did get an email from Nancy earlier this morning saying that they were having technical problems getting... you know, the pet of the week and all of that sort of thing. So we're assuming that the technical problems have overridden us this week. And, oh, I do have good news, though. Cupcake, our kitty that was our pet of the week last week, got adopted. Woohoo! So we are free and clear. Everybody's been adopted. That's really great. And we will look forward to a new pet of the week next Sunday. All right. I guess we can go back to Dr. Al, Hey, Dr. Al. Whoops. Gary's...
This takes a little while.
Speaking of technical difficulties, it takes a little while for the human to catch up. Dr. Al, you still there?
Yeah, I still am. I've got some comments when you have a minute.
Oh, I got a minute right now.
Okay, with Norma, with her greyhound?
Yeah.
And this is something that the listeners need to know, too. It's as a support situation when you've got a patient with a soft tissue growth, something like that.
Yeah.
To realize that shark cartilage twice a day cuts down the blood supply to soft tissue tumors.
Shark cartilage twice a day cuts down the blood supply to soft tissue tumors?
Now, they call it anti-angiogenesis, definitely.
Anti-angiogenesis, okay.
That just means it cuts the blood supply down. And then the other thing...
And shark cartilage, that's a supplement that can be purchased over the counter?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And he'd be taking probably a suggestion to be 1,000 milligrams twice a day.
1,000 milligrams twice a day. Okay, well, Norma, if you're paying attention, I'm sure you're listening. I think Sandy's writing this down. Sandy's writing it down, so she'll make sure that Norma gets that. But I'm sure Norma's on the line. Yeah, what else?
Also, anti-cancer that I've used over the years as a support situation has been asparagus, if you believe it. We used to have a thing called asparagine we could get that seemed to help stop this tissue growth. So now since it's not available anymore, normally a greyhound would take, say, 5 cooked spears twice a day, whether you blend them, whatever you do, you put it in the food. A lot of them like it like it is, but you cook the asparagus, and that seems to help with a lot of cancer patients. It really slows things down.
Oh, okay. So Norma, 5 asparagus spears cooked or steamed twice a day for Sir Lucky, and then 1,000 milligrams of shark cartilage twice a day. All right. Very cool. Well, now I know, because I give asparagus to my Abyssinian Scooty. I call him a Vegasinian. He loves steamed asparagus. But it helps all patients with cancer, you say?
Yeah, it really seems to, at least in my experience, yes.
All right. That's great. That is good. That is good to know. All right, we are just about out of time for the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. And rather than getting into any of our phone calls, I think we'll just hold you guys over. This is not going to be a long intermission here. We will just take care of business, shut this hour down, start up the next hour, come right back, and get right to our phone callers. We've got, I don't know if you remember, Dr. Al, but the cat that used to be mine that I placed, Mr. T, that had the problem with the endocrine immune imbalance and the diabetes and the food sensitivities and all that sort of stuff. Do you remember that? Oh, sorry, Gary. Gary shut you off already. Dr. Al?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Really, Gary?
Yeah. He just never knows when I'm going or not.
He got excited for the top of the hour,
and then I messed up the detail. But anyway,
don't
I don't know
Gary,
if
Gary too. The Red Barbs group is way ahead.
Oh, you're back talking ahead. He knows. He's watching.
Okay, good.
You know, when is he not? Okay, so anyway, Mr. We have a Mr. T update on how's he's doing these days, because, man, he was one messed up kitty for a long time. And then we're gonna talk to Vicky, who called in last month when you were not here, Dr. Al. We talked to Dr. Mike about her cat with an eye problem, and then, oh, we got a complicated situation going on with another gal. I have it all spelled out here in an email.